You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Scientists today are trying to harness the sun to make steam energy more efficient in producing electricity from renewable sources. Commentator Gary Joyner is here with a history lesson on steam.
The Industrial Revolution forever changed society. With one major exception, it is difficult to look upon the vast urban manufacturing landscapes with much affection. That exception is steam power. Just the mention of steam power brings connotations of nostalgia and romance. Anyone who has heard the plaintive yet shrill squeal of a steamboat's whistle or the chugging, hissing syncopation of a steam locomotive as it races along the tracks knows what I mean. Today, diesel power has taken over the heavy lifting and hauling duties of steam engines. But for a little over 150 years, from 1804 to 1960, people and cargo were hauled largely by railroads powered by steam engines. From roughly 1810 to 1920, steamboats moved the bulk of timber, cattle, and cotton to market and brought finished goods to towns throughout the West, and they plied many eastern rivers as well. Steam-powered railroads were so efficient during the opening of the West that they necessitated the creation of time zones. The completion of the Transcontinental Railroad heralded the demise of long and dangerous ocean voyages from East Coast cities to West Coast cities. No more would ships be lost while rounding the storm-tossed waters of Cape Horn, simply to travel from New York to San Francisco. Steamboats forced civilization into the deep interior of the North American continent. They allowed towns to thrive deep into the Mississippi River Valley, as far west as Montana and as far north as Minnesota. Places like Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and Shreveport, Louisiana, could be connected via passage on just a handful of boats. Another facet of steam power, with a local connection, is one of the crown jewels of the region, the McNeil Street Pumping Station at the Shreveport Waterworks Museum. It houses the largest collection of Victorian-era steam power pumps and water filtration equipment known anywhere. About 30 years ago, the Smithsonian Institution wanted to take it to Washington for display. At that time, the pumping station was still online, providing service to the city of Shreveport, so it was saved for posterity since the city simply had no other alternative. Today, it is a thing of beauty. It is now offline, and air compression rather than steam moves some of the machinery, but you still get a sense of the majesty of the giant Worthington pump and hear the loud steam whistle blow. Sadly, the days of wonderful steamboats may be near the end. Although excursion paddle wheelers still make trips locally in some river cities, the Delta Queen, the last of the vintage stern wheelers that plied the Mississippi Valley, is docked at Chattanooga, Tennessee, destined to sail no more. At the time it was built, it was considered a majestic and lavish stern wheeler. Today, it is a floating hotel. Though it was made a National Historic Landmark in 1989 and allowed to sail despite its basically wooden construction, Congress has failed to renew its exemption to sail. Do you remember when the Queen came to Shreveport, Natchitoches, and Alexandria? Treasure that memory. For our children and grandchildren, steamboats may just be pictures in books. Steam power, whether moving a powerful locomotive, an elegant steamboat, or a water purification plant, is a vital part of our heritage, showing that steam-powered history matters.
Commentator Gary Joyner is a professor of history at LSU Shreveport. He joins us every Tuesday morning at 7:35. You can find his previous installments of History Matters on our website. Look for the word commentary under the News tab at redriverradio.org. Morning Edition continues in a moment here on your public radio station, Red River Radio.